Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
For all this surgery and
yes.
How are your hands?
My hands?
Are they coming around?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Report on how things are.
Well, I believe you're stepping over some HIPAA laws here, or HEPA laws here. I think you could be breaking the law here, sir. Sir.
Wow, you are a bigger pansy than I thought.
What do you want me to do? Crush a beer can with my hand?
No. Are they getting better?
I have a doctor's appointment today. I don't know.
Tell you. Do you squeeze tennis balls? Do they make you do that? Do they still make you do that?
Clay.
Clay?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. You're going to laugh. There are different therapy clays. There are different...
Are you laughing? I'm not laughing.
That's the problem. I don't make you laugh anymore, and that's where the magic's gone. There are clays that you squeeze now, not tennis balls, that are, some are,
Are they easy to squeeze right from the beginning, or do they have
to
warm up?
No, there's different.
Because like when you're a kid and you have clay.
Right, you want to warm it up and then you mush it all over the place.
It doesn't get easy to work with until you've fiddled with it for a while and you have that film all over everything, including your hands.
And it's different colors for its consistency. You know, some are more difficult to squeeze than others.
Do you make stuff out of it?
No.
Like a dog's head or a little.
No, I just squeeze it. Squeeze this hard as you can. You know, squeeze it for... minutes. If I wanted to make stuff out of it, hold on. I have some right here,
Maybe sculpt. I'm looking at a picture of Aquaman. There we go.
You want an Aquaman sculpture out of my orange therapy putty? Is that what you want me to do today?
Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Right.
That's Aquaman.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some other thing I watched about trappers in the North.
Oh, really?
Territory.
He's got a real outdoorsy, kick-your-ass look to him, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's also kind of an eye that's off about it.
He poured gold into Khaleesi's brother's head, right? When he wanted to be king, he wanted a crown.
But then he just mysteriously died, right?
He, got an infection. He got something and died.
Kick-ass, and he got a germ and...
Right, he just got an infection and died. Yeah. And then
I'm kind of surprised that I've seen him pop up again. I thought was it for him. Game of Thrones, he had kind of like a one-off kick-ass role, and then what else is this guy going to do?
I thought with that look, you're really limited as to what roles you're going to get. But now he's got Aquaman. No, you're
right. But, I still want him to see... I would like to see him in a light romantic comedy buddy picture.
How would you feel if he showed up in a man bun in a $5,000 suit, sitting at a desk at a bank in some movie?
Quite an actor then.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Hey, Peter Dinklage, also in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, right.
He was an elf.
He's been a children's book writer. He's been in a lot of stuff. You're right. Yeah, he's not limited by,
Liz Lemon's boyfriend for a couple of episodes or one in 30
yes,
Rock.
I like Peter Dinklage. I think he's a great actor. He's funny. He can do drama. My God.
So let's see. What is this guy's name?
Aquaman?
Yeah.
And is anybody interested in that movie? And what?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're expecting. Aquaman to me is like one of the lamest of all the comic book.
Well, I know why, too. Because his problems aren't our problems.
They're ocean problems.
Yeah, they're ocean problems. They're we're not dealing with them. It might be serious stuff,
Right.
Like all the whales are dying or something, but,
But he really doesn't do much. He swims. He has that telepathic, that brain connection he has with the animals when he summons them.
If you had a brain connection with animals, wouldn't be telling jokes.
I'd be happy
radio.
If I just had a brain connection with you guys. I'd be satisfied with that.
Aquaman was the joke movie in Entourage.
Right. That's who Vinny was. He was Aquaman.
Yeah.
That was the thing. The movie that they needed to be a hit.
It was so ridiculous that he played Aquaman.
He needed it for the money to produce the movie that he wanted to do. This is when This is when Entourage had completely driven off the rails and wasn't even close to being what we all started watching.
Right.
It was just like, what am I watching here anymore?
Yeah.
That show became everything it was making fun of in the beginning.
It did.
That was the sad part about it. You're the joke show now. Now you're the guys who are falling in love.
Right.
Jason Momoa. Yeah.
That's Aquaman?
Yeah. I watched him in Frontier. Okay. That was pretty good, actually.
He's a beast. Look at that guy.
Yeah, he's big.
He is a big fella.
Justice League. So he showed up in Justice League as Aquaman.
Yeah. But he's perfect for Aquaman, right? I mean,
I don't know.
In the past, I thought maybe Aquaman would have blonde hair.
Big, big, muscular guy. I mean, he's a fish, right?
He's in the water. I don't know. What other body type would you have?
Well, he's got scales.
On him?
Well, they draw them on him. Oh, do they? Aquaman. Okay, so now here we're getting into a matter of biology. You're mammals with blowholes on the top of their heads.
And he does not have one of those, as far as we know.
Right. They don't have scales.
Don't ask him where his blowhole is.
I haven't seen the movie yet, so...
Usually
it's very defensive about that.
It's along the dorsal side.
Hey, watch this real quick. Hey, Aquaman, where's your blowhole? Run!
Although he might embrace it and do party tricks with it.
Right. You see a deviled egg come blowing out. Hey, watch this. Whoop.
Yeah.
Here, in here, out there.
Or watch him smoke through his blowhole.
Aquaman at the party. God, you got to get Aquaman to your party.
They would be fun at Christmas,
just,
wouldn't it?
It's just killer.
A couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug, you're right. It'd probably be fun.
Blowhole chugging.
I ask if he's a fish because
okay,
I'm looking at a picture of him here. Rock, verify this. Kind of look at his skin. They got like scales on it.
All right.
Scaly. It's tattoos, though.
Yeah, but in the promo poster.
Wait a minute,
too,
Aquaman.
Like,
wait a minute, hold on. Time out. Aquaman crawled out of the ocean and went and got ink.
Yeah. Sat in the tattoo parlor.
Hey, did you see the dude in the waiting room?
He probably had to do it like four or five times to get all those tattoos completed.
Yeah. Or do you think somebody, one of the tattoo artists, came out from the back and said, what the F smells out here?
Those are supposed to be tattoos. Right, that's like he's got scales.
That's
okay.
They look like tattoos.
Well, what about in the poster? Is he wearing armor or something?
Does he have a shield? A trident?
He's got a trident.
Okay, he should. He's, you know.
No, look at that, Rock.
That's standard issue. If you're overseeing the ocean, you have a trident, right?
Was that his skin tight outfit?
Well, okay. Once again,
why don't we just go see the movie? When's it come out? This weekend?
It's out now, I think.
It's out now.
Amber Heard is the hot woman.
That's the redhead. Yeah. That's Amber Heard. Okay, yeah. I had no idea who that was.
Okay, so mammals don't have scales.
Okay,
whales don't have scales.
It comes
Dolphins
out tomorrow.
Don't have scales.
All right, comes out tomorrow.
They don't have scales, so he's a fish.
Aquaman is a fish. Okay, fine.
He got gills. Does he can stay underwater? Does he have to come up like a whale and
again
have a blowhole?
Ask him if you can see his blowhole.
Down come the pants. I think I'd get a
swim
trident.
Away.
I think I'd get a trident in the groin.
Right. Exactly. Jab. What?